Keith Peters reporting hundreds of people lined up to pay respects before the funeral of a nursing student found slain allegedly by an illegal immigrant on the University of Georgia campus. A funeral service for 22-year-old Lakin Riley was held Friday at Woodstock City Church in suburban Cherokee County, north of Atlanta. It was not open to the media. People stood in a long line outside a church auditorium before the service to pay respects to Riley's family. Riley was enrolled in the Augusta Medical College's nursing program in Athens when she was found dead February 22nd on the neighboring UGA campus. She had gone jogging and didn't return home. Police have charged an illegal immigrant suspect with murder in her death. Weather in the news as wildfires have hit the state of Texas hard. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says there is total devastation from these wildfires.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone. Completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
Abbott says up to 500 structures may have been destroyed by wildfires. The Republican governor cautioned in a news conference Friday that the number of lost properties could rise and that damage assessments were still underway. It's a different story out west, where a powerful Pacific storm is expected to drop 10 feet of snow in the Sierras. National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Chiba says the storm has started and will last until Sunday morning.
With this storm, we are seeing some very strong winds gusting up to 70 miles per hour in some lower elevations and up to well over 100 miles per hour in the higher elevations.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 91 points, the NASDAQ rose 183. This is SRN News. Christians in America need to be prepared to boldly proclaim their faith. That's the view of Jack Hibbs, senior pastor at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Southern California. Pastor Hibbs recently addressed attendees at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, where he spoke with Lori Tradup of SRN News.
God's truth, God's people, we are the ones right now, and this is what gets me the most excited, Lori. We're the ones that get to stand up against evil at a time like this. I prayed at Congress 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and I guess I wound up blowing up the place. I didn't mean to, but I mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, and now I've been condemned by 26 congressmen and women for praying in Jesus' name. Hey, that doesn't bother me a bit, because you know what? There's no such thing as prayer without the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Jack Hibbs adds that America has some sobering days ahead in 2024, but constant prayer will help us get through them. He just released a new book entitled Living in the Days of Deception, How to Discern Truth from Culture's Lies. SRN News. America's lobster fishing business has dipped in catch.
The industry is grappling with challenges, including new rules designed to protect rare whales. Members of the industry say they face existential threats from proposed rules intended to protect the North Atlantic right whale and climate change that is influencing where lobsters can be trapped. Data says Maine fishermen's catch of 93.7 million pounds in 2023 was 5% less than the year that preceded it, and the lowest total catch since 2009. John Scott reporting.
Boeing is in talks to buy Spirit AeroSystems, which makes fuselages for Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. That according to a person knowledgeable about the discussions. The Wall Street Journal first reported today that the companies have held preliminary discussions about a possible sale. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.